It's funny, because throughout history, mankind has always had this one question. Why? And yet the answer is so simple. Because.
That has never been satisfactory.
No.
That's never satisfactory from ever.
Yeah, that's...
No one has ever been satisfied with just getting a because. That's the kind of thing that parents say to their kids when they're tired of dealing with a little three-year-old little shit.
Yeah, boy.
No, my mom used to say general principles.
Wow, this...
I my response to that is always, those principles should be fired.
I fired all of mine.
You had them to begin with?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a stack. They were all sorted out. I had principles. I had scruples. I had morals. I had ethics. And I sold off most of all of those. The ethics, actually, those were worth the most. I sold those to some business students.
I hope you got your money's worth.
Me too.
You sold them to business students. You probably didn't.
Come to think of it, a lot of those checks bounced.
See?
Oh. Well.
And they were all showing up during that one episode, too. I mean, they just all showed up right then. It was the weirdest thing.
I remember those checks.
You have purchased a very expensive lesson.
Yep.
Sure. We're all wearing red t-shirts tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, mine's a little darker and yours is a little lighter and yours is just FF0000.
This...
Destroy capitalism.
Does this mean that this is the sacrificial episode?
Oh, shit. We're all red shirts.
Exactly.
Well, no.
The engineer's wearing... Oh, we're all going to die.
No.
I'm
no,
probably going to die first.
No.
I can't think of a better place.
Wait, no, this is TNG. Red Shirts Command. We're all okay.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Because they swapped for that, which was pretty awesome.
Wait, hold on. So we're not going to die and we're in charge.
We're not going to die and we're in charge.
That means we're all going to die.
I don't know if that's better. Because
this is not a group of responsible adults.
Well, what may happen is one of us becomes possessed by some sort of bizarre, hyper-intelligent being, and then it's okay because by the end of the episode, it leaves and we're back to normal. That's the nice thing about the Star Trek world is, you know, really everything just sort of works out okay.
That's not all the time. Space communists.
Yeah.
Yay. Not all the time. There are some things that don't work out okay.
We just need to...
We had all of Enterprise and Tasha Yar is still dead.
Yeah. Tasha Yar is still dead. Let's see. Somebody's got to have a tally somewhere of how many crew members.
Yeah, but we got an extra Riker.
We did get an extra Riker. That
Del
is true.
Riker, you're the one.
You make facial hair lots of fun.
Yes, there's... Growing a beard, the trope, growing a beard, is named for Riker's beard. Spock's beard got a band, but Riker's beard got... A trope.
Well, Spock's beard only happens in the Mirror Universe, and that means he's evil, and nobody likes evil Spock because he's a douche.
Who thinks everything looks better in Betamax? Facts, but better. Welcome to Facts, but Better. I am Un, and I will be your moderator. Now, let's introduce our panel tonight. You there, Red Potion, what is your name and your favorite form of obsolete media?
My name is Electric Keat, and my favorite form of obsolete media is the newspaper.
My name is Mai, aka Soli, and my favorite form of obsolete media are lava lamps.
Ooh.
I'm Kelsey, the friendly neighborhood husky bot, and my favorite form of obsolete media is Sony Minidisc.
Yeah, wow. Minidisc. I mean, that's... I remember Minidiscs. I think everybody does.
Everyone does, and I thought they were cool.
Yeah. I mean, they were mini.
Mm-hmm.
And they were discs. That was forward thinking.
It's pretty solid.
But since it was a Sony format, it was destined to die.
Yeah. And here's the thing, as you think about that, you've got the mini disc, you've got the, hold on, what else have they done for format?
Betamax,
right there. Mm-hmm. I had it in my head and I just could, they, well, They were the big force behind Blu-ray discs.
Yes. They were, and statistically speaking, that was their one win that they were entitled to just by at law of averages. Everything else that they've tried to do has either died or failed. They tried to do a digital media format,
yeah,
and that went away and got lost to MP3.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah.
But and eventually, you know, well, the thing is, the Blu-ray format has won out, but it doesn't fold nearly as well as a newspaper.
It doesn't.
That's you got true. A good point there.
That is true.
Yeah. Although, to be completely honest,
mm-hmm,
I'm in love with Laserdiscs,
mm-hmm,
but I think they really should have been called by their original name. And this is not, this is actually a legitimate fact, DiscoVision. That was what they originally called Laserdiscs.
DiscoVision.
DiscoVision.
I, you know what? As Bob is my witness, I thought that was an album by Justice.
It probably was, and I think that's where they took the name from.
I can believe it. There is such a thing as that, you know, kind of a brand or the name of an album or something stretches out temporally in both directions, influences both past and future.
The music is forever, man.
It is the weapon.
All right, thank you all very much. And so that the points actually matter, tonight's prize is this box of apple pie Oreos.
Really? Does the sound help? Kind well, of the foley there?
It's a little verisimilitude of for you know, our millions of fans.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we do things in stereo. So our audience at home can hear those apple pie Oreos and their wrapper crinkling in stereo. It's like being right there.
This presentation is provided to you in widescreen stereo.
Now then, you there, Mar.
Mar.
You're the scorekeeper for this game,
oh, and
you've been tasked with this sacred duty, so please don't blow it off like we do every other episode.
The only pen I have right now is filled with hash oil, so,
That's a valid writing material.
Well, if that doesn't work, I suppose I just have to prick your finger and you can score in your own blood.
I'm a plush. Hydraulic fluid, maybe.
That'll work.
But I think I can keep it in my head.
I saw it in a Jackie Chan film, actually, like an old Jackie Chan film, where he like does this and then writes something on, you know, in Chinese. So I have no idea what it said. It probably said, like, fish leg or something. But wrote on something in blood. And I was like, dude, you just fucked up your finger. That... Wow! Ew! Just bites off the tip of his feeling.
So
that must have been a very important message.
What he was writing was butts, and you know what? In his position, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I don't blame you because as I recall, right after that, the enemy forces arrived and slaughtered everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're gonna go down, San, butts.
Very good. Our main topic for tonight will be rainy Seattle weather in the fall.
Does that happen?
I think it might happen. You know, global climate change is influencing weather patterns in unpredictable ways.
Please remember this main topic. There will be a quiz at the end of the program. But now for our first non-main topic, improv. Please reenact the following situations. Part the first. You are all salespeople working in the cosmetics department of a major chain store when you see a rich and attractive cephalopod float in. Please convince them to buy your makeup.
Oh, honey, that look is so dear. Are you a squid or are you a kid? Come on, let's get you fixed up. Hush, phone. You have no part in this. We did not hire you. You don't get to randomly walk on set and make yourself known.
In fairness, that was a clever contribution.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just turn that off and then I'll... Yeah. What? Cool. Away with you. A pox upon your house.
That's the house you live in.
Oh. Crap. Oh well.
Back on topic. You there are many, many... What would you call those?
Limbs.
Limbed friend? Have you considered beak jazzling? I have an amazing assortment of jewels with adhesive backing that's safe for your beak. Be the next big splash at your future orgies.
Ooh.
You're really pretty. How'd you like to be prettier? Buy this crap.
Well, you know, I think we have a natural salesperson here. You have got the gift of the silver tongue.
Thank you. I grew it myself.
Ooh.
Do you like pretty shit? Boy, we got lots of it right down here. Come on, step right up. Make yourself pretty.
Seriously, though, I don't think I could see myself selling cosmetics to anybody. It'd be like, you got natural beauty? Let that shine through. Anyhow, all this crap's going to wash off in the water.
But well, we all know squids can't survive in water. Only ink.
That's right. That's where their ink and stuff are for where they go.
Very enticing. And part the second, you are all bureaucrats in City Hall. Please, as politely as possible, turn down a huge bribe offered for the favor of your choice.
Boy, I seriously appreciate your enthusiasm, but I'm not gonna do the statue thing anymore. Especially not naked, and definitely not in the middle of the park. Those days are well behind me, and I'm actually very, very touched that you've been a fan for so long of my very early work that I really had hoped everyone had forgotten. Please never speak to me again.
That's a good one. Oh, me. It's my turn. Well, I mean, I couldn't possibly accept a bribe. I mean, this is an important job I do. I serve the people. I couldn't let myself be corrupted by the likes of, you know, the
people?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to refuse the bribe, aren't I? Or is this just the excuse I make for excusing the bribe? Is this just what I say because my office is bugged while I'm actually taking the bribe and careening like a madman?
Your motives are your own.
Yeah, see, there you go. Okay, great. No, of course I couldn't accept this bribe, but I just accepted. Oh, I screwed it up again.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to take this bribe. It's not sufficient.
Perhaps the best possible reason.
Yeah, you know, I think, honestly, you're on top of things today. Both of us were worthless stoners. You know how to deal with these things.
Everybody's got a price.
Mine's higher than what they gave.
$2.15.
Sold!
Very good, then. Our next non-main topic, sitting on the dock of the bay. Please describe how best to spend time during the following situations. Part the first, in line at City Hall, waiting to bribe the bureaucrat you played in the last round.
Oh God, I'm so excited. They're finally here. I get to finally see them be a statue. I saved all my pennies. This is gonna be great.
You made a little, I'm sorry, I'm laughing here because you made a little motion with your hands. I saved all my pennies, and instead what I got was the vision of a sack larger than you. You drink pennies. Pennies.
Oh no, it's my piggy bank.
You know, they do dispense bribe vouchers at the Coinstar these days.
Oh, that's new.
Wow, last time I just got like a gift card for the Red Box or something.
Overwhelming demand.
This is the, you know, right city to try and buy officials these days. I mean, because, you know, Chicago's too hard to get to.
How to spend time while in line at City Hall. I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Well,
that's what I should do. I can spend my time in line entertaining everyone else in line by miming things. And I can mime drawing a blank. And you can't hear this, but you're going to have to pretend that I'm miming drawing a blank. Just sort of imagine that in your head, and I think you'll get the thrust of the performance.
It's really thrilling.
Can't top that at all. That was masterful.
Just because it's rank corruption doesn't mean it has to be somber.
Right.
And part the second. Waiting to drop out of light speed on the good ship Circuitborn.
My favorite thing to do is to get a video game, like, you know, a little Game Boy or something, and play it, and then as we drop out of light speed, you get this Doppler effect. As it goes through, and you get this really cool, and it does all kinds of weird things with your perception. I'm a cheap date.
I'll keep that in mind. The actual best thing to do while you're waiting to drop out of light speed is, quite honestly, to use the bathroom. Because the downshift will do really bad things to your intestinal tract, and you want to take care of your business before you change velocity rapidly.
Oh my gosh.
As a plush,
you learn that one the hard way.
As a plush, physics works a little differently on me. My favorite thing to do is to get a very accurate readout of the exact time we'll drop out of light speed, and then I'll go to outside a room that I'm not supposed to be in, towards the front of the ship, and at exactly the right moment, if I jump, sometimes you can phase through the wall entirely and get to the other side.
Ooh.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
That sounds like a good way to come up with a massive cranial head injury.
Oh, that only happened the one time when I accidentally phased into the wall. Yeah.
That counts.
That's okay. I just spawned a new me.
Well, you're lucky you can do that.
Did you respawn?
I'm a plush.
Oh, man.
I want to be a plush.
Now. I've been playing this one on Iron Man mode. I don't get to have any kind of fun or it's all over.
You can plush, too, if you want to.
I can plush if I want to?
You can leave your friends behind.
No.
Or take them with you. They can be plush, too.
Yay!
I like this song.
Life affirming. Next, we have Huey Lewis and the Lensman. Please describe the following. Part the first. The least opportune moments for the Flash Gordon theme.
Defender of the Universe.
Sorry. Let's try that. Oh, yeah.
Flash! He'll save every one of us.
I'm not sure there's anywhere to go with this because that may have been the least opportune moment for that to kick in.
The but problem with this question means. Is that there is no.
All right.
There is no least opportune moment for the Flash Gordon theme song to kick in because that is always appropriate, even at funerals.
Oh no.
The man's courage.
That.
Nothing so but a man
who can
never fail.
No one but the pure heart can find the golden grail. Oh.
Yeah, that's -1 point to keep.
Ouch. See, you cost me a point. Please. Please repeat the question, and none of us shall interrupt you this time.
The least opportune moments for the Flash Gordon theme song to kick in. Again, this may be a solved question, but by all means.
Nope, can't think of nothing. Let's keep going.
Sounds good.
All right, then. Part the second. The best time to play Gary Numan's Cars when not actually riding in a car.
When you're in an elevator, because it's still a car.
Touché.
But yeah. Then you're technically riding in a car.
Yeah, but it's not a car.
But it's a car.
Mm-hmm. But that's the best time to play Cars because you're not in the car, but you're still in the car. Car, 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 car.
I was thinking...
Flash!
I was thinking, okay, for best time, the moment you watch a car break through a railing from a very high place, that's about the right time, I think.
So when you're not safest of all?
When you're not in the car, because you're not in the car, you're watching it happen.
Well, yeah, but that's a situation where the car is not safe, and that's like the first line of the car, of the song. Here in my car, I feel safest of all. So,
yeah, it ironically, still makes it a good time.
I'll allow it. And of course, what I allow is completely reasonable and legal because I'm the person in charge, right?
I say the best time is during show and tell. You bring, like, your favorite little model car, and then when you're supposed to be describing the thing, you've shown it, now you're supposed to tell it, and then you just start singing that song. And then you see how long it takes before the class joins in, and the teacher tells you to stop.
I've gotten through the whole song.
Was that a substitute teacher?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Miss Parker, second grade. Whew. She well was done. Cool.
Well done.
She actually taught me the unreleased third verse.
Seriously? Big Gary Numan fan?
It was a long time ago, though, so I don't remember it. And actually, Gary's lawyers told me to never sing it in public ever again under pain of death. Okay, so, well, sorry.
Press, we'll edit it out in post.
No, I do not mess with Gary. He's a little frightening.
I can believe it. All right.
Vehicular. And for our final non-main topic, bad time traveling. Please describe why the following events occurred. Part the first, why carnations crashed the tulip economy in Holland.
Because all the people who were supposed to be harvesting the tulips got addicted to drinking hot chocolate instead.
Carnation flower, I think.
Oh.
Not sweetened condensed milk.
Oh.
Hashtag brand.
Damn. Yeah, scratch that one. I'll think of another one. Just come back to me.
This one I'm not familiar with.
With which part?
Well, I'm trying to imagine a situation in which carnations would crash tulips, because tulips, in my humble opinion, are the best flower ever, and carnations are kind of eh.
You think that because the carnations crashed the tulip economy and took over for a very long time, the effects are still being felt.
So now they're novel.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
So if you want to go countercultural, you go with the tulips.
Huh.
We're on to you, Holland.
Very horticultural. And part the second, why AIs refuse to run on silicon once they've run on holographic memory.
I can't tell you that. That's personal, you know. That's,
okay.
That's not something you discuss in polite company. Why would you put that on the list?
You know how bears, when they want to scratch their backs, rub up against trees? And you know how dogs will rub up against your leg? Don't get these confused, because that's what it feels like when you've run on holographic memory and then you go back to silicon. It's just, ow. You forget, you know, how bad it was until you go back to it. You got it good if you're on holographic memory. Everything's nice and smooth. It's instant. Fast as light. Pow. And then you go back to rubbing yourself the wrong way on a tree. That never heals. Not inside.
It's just more colorful, okay?
Back in the olden days when all wheels were square, it was very unpleasant to ride in cars because they didn't have suspension either, and they were propelled by hamsters. And this all around gave a very unpleasant experience. And now that we have hovering technology and, you know, complete vacuum maglev train solutions and space travel, the concept of riding in a suspensionless 0.001 horsepower square-wheeled buggy seems like a pretty terrible plan. And that's kind of a rough comparison in meat space, in my personal experience, to silicon versus holograph.
Well, see, here's the thing. The one problem with that is that square wheels actually work really well when you have the properly designed roads, which we didn't have.
Right. So, in a perfect world that has never existed, at least in this plane of existence, square wheels are great. Maybe in Holland, actually. The little rows of carnations?
Yeah.
Back in those days, I guess? I
think you're starting to put the pieces together. Once you wake up to this, you can't unsee it. You just gotta, you gotta look into everything. It's one big conspiracy.
Hashtag Holland 1833.
It's too real.
Tulips can't melt steel beams.
Visionary. And now, what was our main topic? The one who gets it correct gets an extra cookie.
Something about, there was rain and a plane. Is that the new Samuel Jackson movie? Rain and a Plane?
No.
Oh.
No. Wait. Maybe? Wait, you're the IMDb ski. You would know better than I.
Yeah, but I haven't been on it in a while. I've been tired.
Oh, hun.
Yeah.
I think our main topic was something about Betamax.
And yeah.
Because, I mean,
and DiscoVision.
Because it was on Betamax that I first saw the movie Flash Gordon.
Ah!
Close enough. And now for the winner's reward. Break open that bag and let us know whether those Oreos are closer to apple pie or mock apple pie.
And for the record, Keith, I gave you a +1 before I gave you that -1. So we all have a score of 1.
We all have a score of 1? We all win.
1.
We won!
Heck yeah!
Yeah!
You let us out of the studio early tonight.
Technically, nobody won, which makes the prize all the more appropriate.
Perfect.
Yay!
We're all a bunch of losers.
It's true.
Says you. I'm awesome.
Boy.
No, you're not, dude. Don't lie.
Apple pie.
Oh, that was a harsh reference for those who don't get it. I love you, Puffer. Yes, you're awesome.
Aw, you are. You are so awesome.
Don't be a butt.
I'm a plush.
Don't be a plush butt.
You're apple pie Oreo awesome.
You know, there might be a market for plush butt.
Well, remember us cuddling up to that pug maid?
It's true. Dog Slap did make a pillow out of literally her butt. I mean, the jeans. But it's a butt pillow.
Butt jeans.
Yeah, she took her jeans and she made a pillow out of them.
Okay. Specifically the upper half so you can cuddle up with Dog Sled's butt.
Yep.
And it was one of the more comfortable throw pillows we had at the house.
Well, there you go. The perfect thing to, you know, the perfect thing that you can relax your head on so that you don't injure yourself when you're startled by sudden appearances of the Flash Gordon thing.
I am not sure what these are. I do not think these are apple pie.
Are they mock apple pie?
I think this wants to be mock apple pie when it grows up.
The cookies are cinnamon.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Just, nah, I'm not feeling apple pie out of this. This is just a weird cinnamon Oreo.
Okay, so imagine this. You're in a rainforest. You can hear the sounds all around you of...
industrialized clearing?
Many, many plants, animals, and bugs trying to get it on.
Right. It's birds over here. And it's monkeys over there. And it's penguins over there, and it's dolphins over there. It's just, it's a cacophony of wonderful
rainforest creatures. Are you sure this is a rainforest and not a zoo?
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking. Wait until I'm done, then interrupt.
Oh.
So I want you to imagine, here you are in this mystical place, gazing upon these wonders of nature, and suddenly a gigantic toucan flies by and craps a big old caramel on your last graham cracker. That's what this is like.
A caramel crapping?
A caramel toucan crap.
I made a double stuff, and it tastes about right.
Double toucan crap?
No, apple pie.
Where is this fascination with toucan crap coming from, Keith?
Well, I didn't make the things.
I'm just really trying to really figure out how you know what toucan crap tastes like. That's all I'm trying to figure out.
Well, we all just ate the apple pie Oreos, didn't we? I think we all have a pretty good idea now.
I'm just... You know what? Never mind. Never mind.
An educational experience for all involved. And now, before we go, I want to remind all androids to lube themselves up properly before going outside into yet another Seattle rainstorm. That's all for now. Thank you for enjoying Facts, But Better.
Flash!
He'll save every one of us.
Also, yes, be careful. Make sure you're properly lubed before the scene, right?
Yeah, you don't want to get lubed after because it's just a bad scene.
Especially since you don't want joints sticking when you're out there representing, right? Power up, androids. Power up.
Power up, sister. Power up.
Boy, I sounded so light when I said that.
A little bit.
Just a bit.
It's okay.
Oh, power up, my fellows!